after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
There we go. Welcome everyone to Life That Does Live, your boy Steady J and your girl. Uh-oh. Nay? All right, while waiting for Nay, see what's going on with her. Y'all, it's another crazy hump day after dusk. You know, every Wednesday we bring you hump day after dusk. And on those days, I said we typically do some of our flagship segments, including Crickets of the Week and Seduction 101. So definitely stay tuned for that. But some of y'all have seen what today's title of the episode is. It is Rob versus the World.
Hello, y'all.
There we go. Hey, Nay. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm having time today's show, Rob versus the World.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Yeah, you already know this is going. So yes. Of course the talk right now is the crazy stuff going on with Robert Kardashian Jr. All that crazy stuff is going on between him and Blac Chyna, and it's just a lot of drama. This drama's been going on for hours on end, man, all freaking day long. And wow, it's so much TV and spilt left to right. Limpton might have to sponsor today's show. It's so much tea. So you guys are. I'm already know ahead of time the Crickets of the Week. The Crickets of the Week, I'm just going to one of the Crickets. Already, you'll find out exactly my breakdown on the why he gets a Cricket, but Rob K gets a Cricket, and I'll be having some other people who are notable to get a Cricket of the Week. And then, of course, Nay, you have our Seduction 101. Nay, what's going to happen on tonight's Seduction 101?
Seduction 101. I'm going to talk about, okay, so my cousin, she went viral.
Don't tell them what it's going to be about.
Okay, my cousin went viral, and it's a lot of negative comments being said about her on another radio show. So I'm going to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. Don't give them all the tea yet. Make them sit for a little bit. Make them sit. You know,
we gonna talk about that tonight.
And then you know, of course, outside of Crickets of the Weekend, Seduction 101, we will be discussing this whole entire Rob Kardashian, Blac Chyna,
foolishness. Lord have mercy.
So yeah, just know this: Crickets of the Week, long segment today, and Seduction 101, long segment today. Like I love, I like interviews, but sometimes I like when I got a lot to talk about for Crickets of the Week, or there's a lot to talk about for Seduction 101. I want no guess in the way. So yes, I'm so glad today was an open day because I was ready to come, you know, put some work in today.
Oh shit! Oh, don't mind me, y'all. I'm over here multitasking.
So, did you get to play gunshots and fireworks this 4th of July?
The 4th of July was cool yesterday. I went back home. I went to Hammond, Indiana. Was with some family. Spent time with, you know, some friends or whatever. So it was pretty decent. Really didn't hear too many gunshots, you know, like that. But some people did get shot in Gary yesterday. So yeah, and somebody got killed yesterday. Unfortunately,
Nate, gunshots and fireworks, that game was being played. Although that was on our list for this week, we didn't want to play gunshots and fireworks. And apparently that was played because, first of all, y'all getting real bold with these fireworks. People getting they're getting real close to people's houses, like real close to people's houses. And cars and stuff with them freaking firecrackers. Y'all need to dial it down a little bit, man. And y'all doing it real late at night. People trying to, especially because 4th of July was on a freaking Tuesday. In the weird part of the week. Y'all want to run around acting a goddamn fool. Like, it was people popping firecrackers last night until like 3 a.m. I'm sitting here like, get the heck out of here. And I can hear that mother clearly. Like when I can hear it that clear by my window, that worries the hell out of me. So yeah, I don't know. People are losing their freaking minds. But yeah, people get it together, folks. But yeah, then they apparently you and I, this is how bad gunshots and fireworks end up happening. The feds are having to come to the west side because of foolishness that happened this weekend. As a matter of fact, an innocent bystander, a kid, got shot in the midst of some of this foolishness.
So a kid got shot?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that ain't good.
People are losing it. I mean, seriously, this is why people don't understand, man. They don't understand. Like, this bad use of guns. Like, when you run around acting reckless with guns, especially if you shoot bulls up in the air or something like that, guess what happens if you shoot bulls in the air? They gotta come down, and they don't care, and they don't have nobody's name on them. They gonna hit what they gonna hit.
Nobody's name. They gonna hit whoever. Period.
And these folks is crazy. I'm sitting here like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Like, it's just, oh my God, man. And it's just, it's annoying because, like, Fort Worth was just, like, it's starting to really amp up on crazy crap of people and guns. Like, folks acting crazy out here. You can't go nowhere and have a good time in Fort Worth without people shooting and stuff. It's just out of, it's getting out of hand. It's starting to doubt. It's starting to rack up. If you're wondering why I'm in Dallas half the time, and I want to go have a good time, or not in this freaking state at all, because I don't want to be sitting here worried about my freaking life. It's just ridiculous. Like, oh my goodness, man. And it's one, and it is in this on Monday night, I had to deal with it. If people want to, it's not all because don't just put on black people about this whole fireworks and gunshots stuff. White folks is they real cocky out here too. Getting closer to beginning, throwing firecrackers, getting close to hell to people's cars. That firecracker was real close to my car, and I'm about to, and that mess would have hit my car, but got even just remotely too much close to my car. I'm never going to catch these hands. I told y'all on Monday, and I don't like to fight. I'm not a person like to fight. I like to talk things through. But people acting reckless like that, that you gotta catch some hands real quick. So, yeah, people acting really reckless in this gunshot and fireworks scene. Y'all think I just be making jokes? Sometimes I'm somewhat joking, but I'd be dead serious because they really do be gunshots and fireworks and that, and people just getting reckless. So, y'all need to step it up. Anyway, I will send a good note. Oh, man, Bean. Shout out to my favorite thing about holidays of good food. You always got good leftovers. I sure took me some wings to work today. Yes, sir, I did. So, yes. Shout out to leftovers from the day before. All right. So, I was going to do, we may go to a quick music break. We come back. We'll do. Listen, let's go ahead and go into Crickets of the Week. And then we'll go to another music break. And then we'll come back with. All Seduction 101. So there you go. We'll be back, y'all, after this.
Talking in it like you really with it. Come on and get it. Y'all send it. I won't give a penny if you offend it. status, that's just to it. People, we do not believe you. Think we on that needle?
Control, you already know. I be on them neck froze. And my wrist gang got me with a cold on the road. All I do is shows, polo on my clothes. And if you think I'm broke, you can keep your mouth closed.
I bet you won't, I bet you won't, I bet you won't.
All right, we're back on Life That Does Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl Nate Seduction. Yes, we are at the segment Crickets of the Week. And can you cue my crickets, please, 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 please? Thank you so kindly. All right, so I'm my first recipient for Crickets of the Week. Of course, I told y'all who one of them is. It's going to be some more preceding this person. So, first off, first Cricket of the Week recipient is Robert Kardashian Jr. Now, Nay, you're asking yourself, why does Rob K get a cricket today, right?
Yeah, why? Because I don't think he deserves
cricket. Oh, Nate, he deserves a cricket. I'm going to tell you why.
And I'm going to tell you why I feel like he don't deserve cricket. So you go ahead with your take on it.
That's good. I love good debate.
That's ahead.
The fun part of Crickets of the Week. It's our segment. You know, I host the segment. It's ours. But, so this is why he gets the Cricket of the Week for me. I understand, sir, the situation is going on between you and Blac Chyna. I understand wholeheartedly what you're talking. I understand you did a lot for this woman. And, you know, you're also the father of her child, of her most recent child. And she decided to back, you helped, just like she was trying to empower you through being, you know, when you were, as far as through trying to get on, lose weight and whatnot, you try to empower her as far as, you know, going through some weight loss issues herself and then getting over, you know, and then fighting through pregnancy, all that good stuff. And then, you know, after with surgery, we go down the list. Other ways you spoiled her, you know, we'll be here all day talking about that. But one thing, there's a couple things that I have a problem with. Number one, you are breaking the violation, sir. Posted under no circumstance. Under no circumstance, unless the other party wanted you to, you do not post a person's nudes online. Under no circumstance. I don't care how mad that person made you. That's one thing you don't take it that, like, goodness. Doing that, man, that's like, come on, man, get the heck out of here. So if someone makes you that mad that you had to post, that you got to be the mean yourself to post the news, wow, man. That's some corny stuff right there. You can go ahead and take your hand and slap it as hard as you can behind your neck, because what the hell, bro? That's you breaking a huge violation. And that's why women... a lot of women, they wouldn't be freaking and sending their mates some news and whatnot, but they don't want this to be used hear something later if a person on the side, if a person getting their feelings and whatnot. So that's number one why he's getting the cricket. Number two, I say this all the time, and it backfires. Like, you do it either way. I say this all the time. Stop, everybody, stop posting your relationship stuff, whether it's positive or negative. Stop posting all of it on social media. Unless y'all are completely serious, and by serious I mean married, and y'all like in serious marriage bliss. Don't stop posting stuff over Facebook, on social media, all day. It's even married people who don't do that. It's not that they resent their partner. They just don't have to put everything that they got going on online. So when we know about your sex life, when we know what you want to eat, all that good stuff, guess what? It just opens up the huge can of worms. Whether it's positive or negative, it opens the huge can of worms. And in this case, sir, I didn't say you was going through this and stuff, but posting on social media was not the way to go. You handle that. Everybody want to say he's breaking the G code. That's one that I don't agree with. That's like, I'm sick of hearing this damn guy code and G code and all that silly shit. No. End of the day, I don't care about all that. My whole code is period. I don't care if it's guy or girl. So, because that's how people are talking about double standards and sexism and stuff. But people are always trying to put the game, you know. That's how the sexism happens. I'm going to say this again. Stop posting all your shit on fucking social media. So that came in bit my ass. So, yeah, and then you know, he decided to get pettier and pettier in telling other people's business. Because they were commenting, and you know, he was sharing about like T.I. and Tiny, saying that T.I. was, pay Blac Chyna a couple of times to have a threesome with him and Tiny. And my thing is this: okay, great, but sir, just because you sharing all this stuff now, and you knew this stuff before today. And then now all of a sudden, because you and your feelings and whatnot, we supposed to come to your rescue and pat you on the back. Sir, you were still talking to her. You knew about her track sheet before you dated her. I'm not going to feel sorry for people that's going out here dating people with a crazy track sheet. And literally, bruh, the girl's ex is dating freaking sister. Y'all don't find that shit weird as hell? Seriously, Robert Kardashian Jr., what the hell is wrong with you, sir? But he probably he saw a piece of black ass and said, you know what? I'm going to go after that black ass. You know, I'm going to go after that, man. I'm about to shoot my shot. And in the midst of doing that, he played himself. And I have other crickets I'm giving out, and then I'm gonna throw it to you, Nate. My other crickets are going to his damn sisters. This dude got all them damn sisters, and ain't none of them come to his fucking defense. Y'all the sorriest people, and I don't care what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna say it. Y'all the sorriest pieces of shit I've witnessed. Not in my sister. If my sister caught wind of any chick trying some stuff like that, if she even sneezed the wrong way, my sister's going to be on that ass. And that necessarily means she's going to fight you. She's going to check the hell out of your ass. And the fact that your sisters ain't not here and then come out here and check her, that says enough to me. They sorry piece of shit. It's like I've always thought. I would think that at least your family, you would come. If anything, Because for anything else, you at least come to the defense of your family member. But that's what your, but I guess it's what your mom taught y'all, how to be, you know, how to not, I mean, how to let shit just be, just keep going and be as ratchet as hell so I can get a stupid check. Any day, a damn check is not that serious. But hey, how y'all rocking that family, so all the fuck well. And then Black China gets my other cricket. Ma'am, you got all these girls, and then I said, because people get the gay boy and play, you won't call all strippers hoes and stuff. That's not the case, but there's some that are, and ma'am, you happen to be one of the ones that are hoes. So. You know, and people are like, look, she's a retired hoe. And look at her. Look at her living a lifestyle. She's changing, blah, blah, blah. And then look at y'all now. Egg on your fucking face because y'all wanted that story to be so fairy tale for you so you can try to prove to people. See, I won't be a hoe forever. Like, get the hell out of here. And people do change, but ain't no magic wand type shit. And they go to show it, no matter how much money a person has, a person's still going to treat you like shit. So, I'll open the floor for you, Nane, because you said you had some rebuttals.
Okay. Rob, I feel like, don't deserve any crickets for the simple fact. China knew Rob was gullible. So, she pretty much got a baby out of it just to get a check. And that's not right at all to use that man for a baby. And then you want to cheat on this man. This man doing everything for you. And you want to treat him like that. That gives women a bad name. Stuff like that gives women a bad name. And what example are you setting for these young girls that look up to you? You're not setting a good example for them. You're pretty much telling them to fuck a celebrity for a come up and get a baby out of them for a come up. And that's not right. Okay, yeah, she did what she had to do as a stripper or whatever to, you know, I used to be a stripper. So I ain't judging that. What I'm judging is her choices, her decisions. She's making poor decisions. Your daughter is going to have to ask you questions about this in the long run when she get of age. And how you go explain all this to your daughter? Period. That's what I don't like. How you go explain all this to your son? You're not thinking about your children at the end of the day. Then you fucking another nigga in the same bed where Rob paying the bills at? Oh, bitch, you disrespectful. Bitch, yeah, I'll leak your news too, bitch. Fuck, you got me fucked up. Period. I air all your dirty laundry too if I was him, because you used that man. And you knew that man loved you to death. You knew that man would do anything for you. And you used it to your advantage. Period. So, yeah, that bitch, she deserves a motherfucking creep.
Oh,
now, she's a pretty young lady. Don't get me wrong. She's a pretty woman. She made a name for herself from going, you know, from stripping or whatever. But at the end of the day, China is only as big as she is because, number one, Tiger was her first baby daddy. Period. If she didn't have a baby by Tiger, she wouldn't be as relevant as she is. She'd be relevant, but not relevant how she is now, if that makes sense.
Right.
Now she's even more relevant because she got a baby by one of the Kardashians. So, period. That's all it is. It's about money. That's all it's about is money.
But his ass... It's some great philosophers. Great philosophers once said, "Don't trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison."
First of all, she got ass shots anyway.
Oh yeah, I'm very aware of this, ma'am.
First of all.
And especially and now Robin showed her that she's got other surgery done. So I mean, yeah, it's just I guess Nate. I mean, like I said, he's not off the hook. That's why he got a cricket from me. He's not off the hook. Like Black China was getting a cricket regardless. She's getting a cricket from me regardless.
She should.
But Rob can't get in crickets too because y'all people say that's why you gotta stop people do this so often. They go after the physical so much that it burns them over and over and then they end their feelings and then they look stupid. Stop going to the physical.
He thought she was a good person. He probably thought she was a good person.
Well, you know what? Sir, you need to take your time. Like, people need to take... Stop rushing stuff. Stop rushing things. As far as, like, you're spoiling people way too much. Right off the bat, nah, they got to earn this.
Exactly. Make them earn... Pussy is not earning it. Giving pussy is not earning it. Bitch, you pretty much a prostitute, bitch. Then you fucking T.I. and Tiny for money.
Yeah.
Aw, baby, what is your kids, you have to answer to your child, your children, when I ask you questions.
And that dude nasty. He going all in on Black China after she just fucking robbed a dyke before. You nasty nigga.
Black China is wrong.
Now he knows how Rob K dictates too, man.
Right.
So yeah. That's essentially my crickets of the week. All three sets of those crickets have been rightfully earned. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and go to another music break. We come back. Nate has an extensive seduction one-on-one for us. Today is a pretty dramatic day, so y'all got to buckle y'all damn seatbelts. All right, we'll be back after this, y'all.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this.
Congratulations.
All right, welcome back, y'all, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. It's time for the illustrious weekly segment we do every hump day after dusk, known as Seduction 101. Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 this week?
Well, tonight I have, the topic is about my cousin. Well, not necessarily just my cousin, but any woman who have multiple, you know, a lot of children. Now, my cousin is then went viral on Facebook because she's 22 with five kids with two different fathers. So this guy have a radio show, and she was the topic of discussion on his radio show, but he was bashing her, saying, oh, you don't know what birth control is, and calling her retarded, and, you know, just saying all these negative things about her, but not saying anything positive. My thing is, my mom had five kids at a young age. My mom had eight kids all together, but she did have five kids at a young age. And as a mother, it don't matter if you didn't want them kids or you wasn't ready for kids at the time. The most important thing is you did what you got to. You woman up and did what you had to do for your kids. I feel like, so what if she got five kids and she's 22? Her kids are well taken care of. Her kids don't need for nothing. Her kids don't go hungry. Her kids don't go without. And she's not a single mother yet. She got three kids by her ex-boyfriend, and she has two kids by the man that she's with now. So you're saying, oh, she got multiple baby daddies. What, two baby daddies and five kids? It's not like she has five different baby daddies. It's only two different baby daddies. And like I said, her kids are well taken care of. It takes a strong person to be able to raise five kids. And then one of her kids is special needs. So on top of that, you know, she's a good parent. And not for the simple fact, he's saying, oh, black women don't know what birth control is. All black women want to do is twerk and pop out kids. What? Majority of black women are retarded. What? Ain't your mama black? Don't you have a black mother? Like, that's just ridiculous to me. And this man got a lot of people agreeing with what he's saying. Like, and to me, that's just dumb as hell. Then he want to say, all black women do is curse and what? This man, I think on his show, all he do is bash black women. That's all he do on his show. Clearly, because I watched it when he was talking about my cousin. And all he was doing was bashing her. Talking about how she's shaped, saying she's shaped like a box. For her to have five kids at 22 years old, she got a nice body. And I'm not just saying that because she's my cousin. I'm saying it because it's the truth. It's definitely the truth. And then everybody on social media, you know, she didn't went viral. Like, she got 32K likes, 15,000 shares. So this girl, she didn't went viral. And then she make outfits, too. She make outfits. So she's doing something positive. It's not like she's just sitting on her ass collecting checks. And he want to say, oh, Section 8, and she don't even got Section 8. Why are you speaking on something that you don't even know about? You're on the outside looking in. And on social media, you see that her kids is well taken care of. Her kids is not need for nothing, and she's not a single mom. She got a whole man that help with them kids, even help with the three kids that's not his. He stepped up to that plate. So that really, like, pissed me off because at the end of the day, she went, oh, then he want to say all black women care about is being famous and going viral because she made a status saying she went from 22,000 to 30-some thousand. Now she has 64,000-some followers. But at the end of the day, obviously it's bringing some attention to her in not only a negative way but in a very positive way. It's young girls who look up to her, who got, you know, got kids and may not be making it with their kids, but they look up to her and see that, you know, I can make it. If she can do it, I can do it. Period. He ain't saying nothing positive about it. All he keep on saying is negative, negative, negative stuff. And that's, you know, really throwing me off, period. Long as them kids taken care of, that's the only, that should matter. That's it. Because all this negative shit just bashing her. And you a man, though. You're a man. You a whole grown-ass man. But you got all these negative things to say. And you want to say, oh, how your parents was together for 50 years? Okay. What do that got to do with her and her five kids? Nothing. Not everybody blessed to have both parents in their life, to grow up with both parents in the same home. But just because somebody grow up in a single-parent home don't mean they know better, no less than the next person or no better than the next person, period. And just seeing all the negative things he had to say, and he a black man, and he have a black mother, it's just ignorant and idiotic to me.
All right, so I want to go ahead and chime in on this. First off, y'all know how we do. Me and Nate, we communicate through back channels. And so, I know I put pieces because I know certain people's MO, and she said it going viral because the person goes viral for being just kind of disrespectful all the time. Usually, and just to make sure, Nate, you're sure that's the person, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes, I'm sure.
Y'all know how I do on this show. I don't usually mention names because I don't want to give you a free promotion. But you know what? Tonight, let's make it an exception. So, I'm going to go, because it's been irking me for a while about this guy. And, you know, although he keeps doing this, he's still, you know, getting numbers and stuff. And so it just keeps. So, Mr. Sotom, Tom, I forget his name. I believe his name is Tom. But Sotomayor is known for this shit. He's here on Blog Talk as well. And he's highly known for being disrespectful to black, especially, he's usually come at the black women, and if you're a black man who tries to offend other black women, you know, black women, and you tell him to stop being disrespectful, then he's going to come for you. Well, you might as well add me to the list of people to come for, sir, because I don't get how you can just stoop so low to continuously try that. I had a person who messaged me every single day or periodically about asking me, you know, he tries to call me. I won't answer his calls. He tries to, you know, this isn't the same guy I'm talking about, but it's going to the point. He tries to call me. He tries to add me on Facebook. I won't add him back on Facebook. All that. And he wants to know why, Because what I'm not going to deal with is disrespect towards black women. And when you feel that you can sit there, and especially, you know, this guy, not the guy I'm talking about, your cousin, but the guy was being disrespectful towards black women, he did it on my page, and he just decided to keep going. He was getting more and more disrespectful, and, you know, he's playing his game. That's why I started dating white women, because black women don't know how to act, and I treated them right and live up. Get the fuck out of here. There's women of every single race and color that treat people like shit. So go ahead, back down the street with that. Second off, black women are the only ones that have a lot of kids, my friend. The reason why a lot of white women keep it real, why a lot of white women don't have as many kids, because everybody's want to. I just want to say that black women always get abortions. You, if you go really do the math, it's a lot of white women that's been getting abortions. Planned Parenthood was originally started to try to basically create legal genocide to encourage black women to go abort their children. And it didn't work. But it backfired because these white women who didn't want kid, who didn't want too many kids or didn't want a kid, they were going getting abortions like crazy. And so, yeah, that's a reason why that's a big reason why you don't see as many, some white people have, typically put together that white people have a lot of kids. And then last time I checked, don't Mexicans have a lot of, nobody said to destroy stuff about Mexican women when they have a bunch of kids. They be having mad kids and nobody said nothing. People just go, oh, that's just a Mexican family. They don't get out of line like this and say that they talk about black women. And it's just ridiculous. Here's the thing. Like, I'm a guy, I got a limit as far as if I date a woman, how many kids she got. That's different than, that's a different discussion versus being flat out disrespectful of saying that she's not amounted to anything because she got a bunch of kids. You have the right to date a person who have multiple kids. No one's going to harm fault you for that. But when you're being disrespectful towards a woman, because she has a bunch of kids, and you basically try to paint the picture as that she's lower than people because of so, you're a piece of crap. And Mr. Sotomayor, you do this all the time. You find a way to be disrespectful towards black people, and you blacker than goddamn midnight, and you always want to sit here and be disrespectful towards black people. You should be ashamed of yourself. And yeah, if you don't come for me, I'm the wrong person to come for. I know I'm yelling and cussing now, but I'm very articulate, sir, and you don't want to get into a battle of wits with me. You can have your little army or whatever come out to me, bad mistake. I've had shows before beefing me. And guess what? They not doing the show no more, and I still am. So that should tell you a lot. I'm just telling you like it is. I'll find something else to talk about. But if you come for me, just know it's a bad mistake, sir. Very bad mistake. Because I don't have to go to a racial banner to make myself feel big.
And dating a white woman is what? It's not going to change anything. I mean, some white women are just as trashy as black women. Period. It's not all
yeah,
about the race.
Shit.
It's about the woman. Period. It's not about the race. It's about the woman.
That goes the same for black people, how they say about black men as well on both sides of the spectrum. Stop saying you're gonna start dating white guys and all this and white girls because black men and black women don't treat you right. It's not, y'all ever think it's your goddamn picker? Stop running around here picking people you picking the same. Look, this is what people do. They do what I call the copy and paste method. They basically they go talk to a different person who looks slightly different, but with the same characteristics, and you want different results. Eventually, you're going to catch on that it's your picking. It's not the other, obviously the other party. It's you for picking the same type of person. Broaden your goddamn horizons. And again, for your cousin, shout out to her for taking care of her responsibilities.
Period. She didn't give her kids up or anything like that. She didn't even give up on her special needs child. She did what she had to do for her babies, period. She almost lost her life. That's what I'm saying. Y'all, they don't know her story, but they want to judge. She almost lost her life in the hospital before. She could be dead and gone, but she's still here. Like, people just be having so much negative stuff to say and don't even know nobody's story, life story, what they've been through. Like, y'all really need to shut the fuck up, because I fight all y'all for my cousin. I don't give a fuck. I'll go to war, because y'all got her fucked up, period. Period. They really got her fucked up. Don't even know the half of what the fuck she been through. But I always got some shit to say. Talking about, oh, she probably collecting checks and sitting on her ass for checks and getting Section 8 and getting, like, what? Oh, getting child support. Neither one of her children's father are on child support. She have two baby daddies. One she's in a relationship with. The other one she was with since 7th grade. Come on now. She was with that man since 7th grade. Got 3 kids with him. Got 2 kids by her man that she's with now. And neither one of them are on child support because they do what they got to do for their kids. And there's no need to put them on child support if they're doing what they got to do. But motherfuckers automatically assuming she got them on child support and she got 5 baby daddies. Just because you see 5 motherfucking kids. What? Come on now. Retarded as fuck. Ain't no way in hell. Like, come on. Ridiculous. But little do they know. Little do they fucking know. He just commented on my status, said he. The dude.
Oh, Lord. We'll see.
But like I said, little do they know. Little do they know. Neither one of them are on child support. She take care of her kids. She don't even really go to the club like that. She's doing something positive, making clothes. Oh, then they want to say she's going to jail because she's putting
Yeah, see? You know what that tells us? He's working the show. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Do you hear me? Oh, and I'm going to call in and talk shit to him. Because, bitch, you got my cousin fucked up, period. Because, bitch, you got my cousin fucked up, period. Come be my ass, bitch. Fuck. You know I don't got no filter. And when it comes to family, I don't play. I don't play, period.
I'm telling you, he don't want these, you know. He don't want no problem with me. He don't want to do this. It's a bad judgment call.
Period. Like, this nigga is really tweaking. All you do is talk about black women on your show. That's all you do is bash black women. And your mama black. That's not, your mama is black. Nigga, you black as hell. Nigga, you look like you need to be in Africa, motherfucker, as black as you is. Fuck. But you got some shit to motherfucking say. Shut your dumb ass up, dumb ass. Sounding dumb as hell. Got all these motherfuckers agreeing with him. Nigga, what? It's not your life.
Because I know his whole entire MO, what he's going to do is he's going to try to paint you as ignorant and whatnot. And this is how she speaks. And I know his whole entire MO. He's like it's the same rhetoric every time.
And I wish he would say something about me because I'm in college to be a paralegal.
I already put it out there that he this ain't the war you want to do. This is not the war he wants.
No, I'm not the one you want to come for.
Because I've already checked a couple of shows. They have all decided to be for me. Let's not
and
make
all
it.
All he
let's
do
not
is talk
let's,
about black women.
Is it? All I gotta say is he doesn't need to be part of this. I haven't had a good, you know what? And I haven't had a good beef for a show in a while. But you know, I've never had a my skills are never died down. They're always ready to be fired up at any given moment.
So this shit is pissing me off. Simple fact, nigga. First of all, it's not only black women who get assistance from the government. It's white women, Asian women. Fuck. Period.
This guy here, he cracks me up. I just put him at, giving him a warning. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Like, fucking do it.
He better just go ahead and just continue to do what he do. Yo, talk about somebody else, but don't come over here and try it with me.
You need to stop bashing black. If all you can do is bash black women on motherfucking your show, then something's really motherfucking wrong with you. That's all you fucking do on your show is bash fucking black women. Make a story out of black women all the time. Like, damn. You don't got shit else to talk about besides black women? You ain't talking about black women in a positive note? Like, come on now. All you're doing is bashing that girl and downing her instead of saying something positive. It's other young ladies that's looking up to her, younger than her, or her age, looking up to her. Come on now. But you got all this negative ass shit to say. So, folks, she's doing something positive. She's not doing nothing negative.
Right, and he got a black daughter on top of that.
Come on now, and you want to bash, like, how would you feel somebody talking about your child like that? Period. It could be your daughter. What if your daughter has 5 kids at 22? Would you go down her for having 5 kids at 22? The hell? What is wrong with this man? Like, the fuck? Now, I want to speak to your motherfucking mama, because I know your... The fuck? If I was your mama, I'd be ashamed to be your motherfucking mama. Talk down to black women like that. All the hell you do on your damn show. So have me going on and on, this man, treating his ass.
Yeah, so I'm just done with it. On that note,
just giving white people something else to talk about. That's all he doing. Cause isn't it clearly he against his own kind? How you gonna be racist against your own race? How that work? How you gonna be racist against your own race? That's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm just done with it. So. Yeah, I'm just letting him know right now, not the one. Hey, he wants to come, you can see like he wants to lurk in the comments. I'm not the one. So yes, I'm on that note. I got one special service announcement to make. If you haven't already, make sure you go vote for us. Life of Dust Live has been nominated. Well, Dust by Radio Network has been nominated for a Fort Worth Music Award. So I need you guys to go to the Fort Worth Music Awards page, or if you just go to After Dust Media group or Facebook. If you go to on the Facebook fan page, you'll see my post on the Facebook fan page, the link to click through so you can get directly to the post and hit like or Dust by Radio in the comments. Don't comment the name, just hit like on the comment that says Dust by Radio, the top one. Not the ones, extra ones you were throwing in there. Vote. By voting that way, you will help us win. So, yes, I believe that's my check. We were in second place, and we were, like, right there at the cusp of catching up. So I need you guys to go vote, vote, vote. We're trying to win this. Bringing the war back to the show, man. So, yes, definitely go vote if you haven't already. Man, you got the yes word to say before we great close the show?
Fuck that nigga. Nah. In that order. Fuck that nigga. And fuck that nigga show. Do something, nigga. Fuck. And I'm an educated black woman in college. Nah, say something. Fuck. Dumbass. Little dumbass nigga. But on the other note, I'll be in Atlanta Friday.
So that being said, y'all, we get ready to roll now. Again, go to Fort Worth Music Awards. That's FT Worth, WORTH Music Awards. Go there. Look for the category that says Best Online Radio. Click the top of the comment that's made by Fort Worth Music Awards in the comments for that post. Where it says Dust 5 Radio, hit like. By hitting like, you help us win. We want to win, win, win. We want to win, win, win. But yes. Y'all, that being said, we are out, man. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a...
Nay, there is a way.
All right, y'all, we are out. But before we have Nay, what's the purpose of tonight we give every pub day?
Y'all know we got to tell y'all every Wednesday, if you go home, please do it responsibly. I know y'all like how I said that.